Aloha, this is Dr. Lori Moore, and I'll be answering three questions today. The first question is about the difference between surrender and creation. The second question is about a myth what I'd like to dispel about spirit guides. And the third is about the value of words and language and when they're not needed and when they are. So the first question that somebody was inquiring, contemplating, was the purpose and value of both surrender and creation on the spiritual path, which to me, all of life is a spiritual path, whether we call it that or not. Spirituality, to me, has never been something separate from breathing. We breathe in, we breathe out, and that is the yin and yang of life. It's what's occurring whether we do anything or not. If we simply just be, we will notice that there's an opening and there's a closing. There's an expansion and a contraction in all of life. In the morning, in the evening, the flowers begin to open and then they close. So as we're living in duality, there's a beautiful opportunity to surrender into whatever is experiencing in the heart in this moment. And in that surrender is where we discover our oneness, where oneness is no longer a concept. We actually begin to notice that we truly, on every level, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, are one with all of this beautiful pulsing world. And in this surrender, there becomes an awareness that truly all that is happening is love, and all that matters is this infinite peace, love, and it's holding everything. It doesn't outlaw or rid us of all the emotions or polarities, those we prefer and those we don't. It allows for everything, and it goes so deep that there's no debate or conversation, or there's simply a silence. There's an awareness. There's a being that the animals recognize, that many forms of life recognize, that the humans are being invited to come home to their heart and recognize. And then we've incarnated. So in incarnation, simultaneously, there's a way in which we're in duality. The more we surrender, it's hard to say we are in duality. But for most of us, the way in which we're participating, there's some state of duality that's being recognized. And in that duality, there's an invitation to create, and create can be surrender to a creation. There's an opportunity to be responsible for the art piece, which is how you're engaging in life, the creation of life, because you're creating on the outer and the inner. You're not just painting your house, which is a beautiful thing to do. You're painting inwardly. You by the nature of your intentions, are sending out tones, sounds, and color into the universe, and on a more concrete level, you're making choices all the time about, will you be creating a relationship with a primary mate and your children and your ancestors and your community and your politicians and everyone else based on your remembrance of your unconditional love, or will you be creating it based on some kind of resistance and opposition and positioning of who's right, wrong, better, worse. And you have an opportunity to keep noticing your preferences in duality, which is so fun, because if your preference is to be surrounded by gardens of flowers, you get to create that. And if your preference is to live in the middle of a bustling city, you get to find a way to create that. And it's all beginning with intention. And we all know now that the more we put our attention on something, it begins to grow. So the beauty of being incarnated as a species, as a human species, as an animal species, as a species, is this opportunity to find a balance with the surrender and the creation. And each person's balance is different. Some people come into the world to just practice surrender or to practice creation with only a little bit of the other. But ultimately, as a one universe that's breathing, there's a pulling towards a balance. In everybody's participation, there's an a balance that keeps getting pulled back to this pulse of life that breathes through us. The more you surrender and the more you create, but if you really give your 100% to creation, it turns into surrender. And you wake up and you find, wow, I'm not doing breathing exercises. Breathing is being done through me. Pranic energies are moving through me. I'm not typing. Typing is being done through me as the words needed go out to the public. I'm not dancing. I'm sitting in meditation and all of a sudden the energies are moving me into dances. There's this point at which the creation is surrender. And it requires a responsibility to the opportunity that you get to choose your preferences and you get to base your relationships with all of life. All of life is energy, with your garden, with your friends, with your community, with your colleagues, with your job, with your money, with your place of how you practice religion or spirituality or how you don't. There's no right or wrong. There's just this invitation. It's really an invitation back to love. So let me dispel a myth about spirit guides and animals and angels and all the species other than human. There's this idea that, number one, if a spirit guide said it, it's right. And number two, if someone goes over to the other side, they're a spirit guide. Let me tell you something. First of all, I've talked to many, many people and animals on the other side, and you go over as you are. Now, what you've surrendered to, what you've created, the energy that you've created, when it leaves the body, it doesn't end. And there's a choice, just like there is now, to do a full surrender when you die, but you can do that now, and you cannot do that when you die. It's still in your intentional choice system. So I've talked to people on the other side who have simply brought over all their tapes and programs from this side and are contracted in them. And I've talked to people on the other side who are in a study. And I've talked to people on the other side who have just really released and let go. And sometimes those are people that really released and let go while they were here. I talked to a beautiful gentleman the other day who is simply in a beautiful state of love and in the light. And I asked him, and he showed me that was what he was doing when he was on the planet. Occasionally, I have talked to someone who was really holding here, and because the force of the energy with which they were holding some agenda was so disciplined and strong, it gave them the impetus to then surrender. That's rare in my experience, and that's beautiful too. And there's no right or wrong, but whatever you think you'll be seeking on the other side, seek it here. And because someone goes to the other side, don't think they're now your guardian angel. They're just a being doing their life. You're your guardian angel, your higher self is, which leads me to more I wish to say about spirit guides. People have support around them. You can call your friend on the phone. You can talk to an angel. You can talk to Kat. But ultimately, you have to go to you. And what you are intentionally generating is going to determine who your spirit guides are. So don't think because somebody's being one of your guides or your teachers or your friends or your colleagues or whoever that ultimately they're going to know what's needed for you and by you. Because ultimately, you need to really go to your heart. And the reason animals have asked me to include them in what I'm teaching is because they're so unconditionally loving and they vibrate with such a high intention that people are receptive and able to hear them in a way that people aren't always ready to hear their own higher selves. But ultimately, the opportunity is to go to yourself. Now I wish to talk about words. Someone asked a question about the, you know, value of silence and the value of words. There's a value in being in the silence for a moment, for an hour, for days, for weeks. There's a value. If you listen really quietly, there is a silence permeating everything eternally. But there's also in that silence a sound. There's a tone and there's a choir. The flowers are singing. This isn't poetry. One day you will know it is science. the more we are able to unblock our blocks from hearing the different species. The angels are singing. So are you. You have a tone and you have a color and it changes. And when you are just enraptured and taken by this beauty, it's so immense, it's so big, there's no words. It's so beautiful, it's everything. You finally notice you truly are the heartbeat, the pulse in the middle of the universe. You are the everything. And in duality, we're given the opportunity to use words as a beautiful artistic creation to pass on inspiration. And that's what they're here for. Thank you. They're here for inquiry, and they're here for inspiration, and they're here for connection. And ultimately, you start to notice it's not the intellectual meanings that are being passed in the words. It's the vibration of the love, the intention. The words are like Hanukkah or Christmas wrapping for this beautiful intention of love the universe wishes to give to you. Thank you.